Welcome once again to Nova Gaia Podcast. Actually, we like to call them Love Casts. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so grateful, listeners, that you have tuned in to hear a little bit of love for you. Today, we decided to continue our topic of what is Nova Gaia love? What is this Nova Gaia energy that we keep speaking of? Does this mean now that every moment is full of puppy dogs and happy smiles and hot air balloons and giggles? Does this mean that now we live in a future of fairies and magic and sparkles? Yeah, no, not really. I hate to say this, folks, but you still have to pay taxes. And reality is still moving forward, but in a more joyous, easy life. And that's what we have for you. We have written a book to give you an opportunity to find your truths, to look at life in different perspectives, and to learn how to live drama-free, learn how to live in a balance within yourself, and to find a space of just unlimited love and unlimited possibilities of who you are and what you create. So I thought we would ask our angel first, how living in this new Nova Gaia energy, what does it feel like for her? And does every day feel like walking on white sand as that golden sun warms your skin and the butterflies come and wisp away your hair? Am I being silly? Yeah, kind of. So, Miss Angel, tell me, what is life like living in this Nova Gaia energy?
During my entire spiritual journey, I have been searching for, looking for, striving for exactly what you described, Rachel. I have been wanting that buoyant, joyous, bountiful love. And you know what? I found it in Nova Gaia. I found it, but it's not always there. It's an energy I know is here that I know I can tap into, but no, there's still a lot of life. And that's part of the issue with living now in this new world, in this new energy. It's not just about floating around in that beautiful, buoyant, joyous space. It's about being real here on Earth, doing your human stuff, and finding ways to bring that energy in. But I'm still working towards that. I'm not there yet. And in fact, lately I've been really out of sync with myself, with the energy around me. It's just sort of normal life. It just feels like normal life. What normal life used to be. But I know better. I know energy, I sense energy, I feel energy, and I lately have not really been living in that energy world. I've just been doing my human life. I had a lot of different tasks to do that really required me being here now with my feet on the ground. But eventually the energy taps you on the shoulder and says, ahem, I'm here, time to get back. Time to get back with me. And if you don't respond to that tap, it grabs your shoulder and shakes it. And if you don't respond to that, things get more and more obvious. Energy likes to be subtle, but there's times when subtlety just doesn't get the message across. So just a couple days ago, I had a day that I'd been looking forward to. Really, it was a beautiful morning. Everything's going to go great. I know what I want to do. We'll go accomplish this. We'll go do that. We've got this to enjoy. I'm looking forward to this. Yay! And nothing went the way it was supposed to. In my view, the way it was supposed to. Nothing went according to plan. Nothing was completely wrong. But nothing was very right. We had a 1971 Chevy pickup that my husband has restored and fixed up. And we were driving it around because we were going to go pick up something. We needed the truck. You need the bed. Well, we get to the place. No, they don't have the thing. We can't pick it up. Okay. Well, we had a nice drive. Oh, it was beautiful. So we turn around. We're going home. And there goes the engine. Not completely, but a cylinder is missing. It sucked a valve. I don't know, because I'm still at the ooh pretty. I like the color when it comes to cars, instead of really knowing much of anything about the engine and how it works. So we're limping. We don't know if we're going to make it home, if it's going to stall out, if the engine's going to blow up or what. And I'm sending energy to the engine to get us home. And it works. We do get home. The thing we're supposed to attend or watch, or the thing we're looking forward to, okay, well, it just started, but oh, it turns out it's postponed. It got canceled. It rained out. And so it's the next day. It's going to be held. All right. Just different things not quite working, but hey, I figured there's a greater plan. Somebody knows a lot better than I do. And you don't know. Maybe someone got slowed down a little bit coming behind us, and it helped create perfect timing for them. Maybe that event being postponed opened up an opportunity for me to focus and do something different. Maybe everything is working out as it should. The item that wasn't available for pickup, maybe we're going to find something that's an even better solution, a better thing to get. And the timing is just being worked out at a beautiful higher level that involves so much more than just me. Because the world doesn't revolve around me. I'm a part of the world, and what I do impacts other people. Whether it's just being that person at the right time to give you a smile when you're in the grocery store, or to make you go a little quicker, a little slower, a little bit out of your way, so that something else works out perfectly. And I do believe that. But then the next day, things still aren't quite working out. And I go out in my driveway and find that my car has a big crack in the windshield. Okay. I wash my car and I realize, oh, the coating on the top of my car is starting to peel. Well, it's not a very visible thing, but it makes me realize, oh, my car's getting older, and probably another 2 years I'll have to get another new car. At least new to me, and oh, I wanted my car to last forever. Oh, and just things aren't quite going the way I want them to. And finally, towards the end of the day, I need another hour. I still have all this other stuff to do. I have to finish this, and I have to do that, and I have to go here, and I have to do that. Oh my gosh. And did I forget to pay that bill? Oh, I got to pay these bills, and I got to get into the post office as soon as possible. And can I take Can I go back a few days and get this in the mail a few days ago? Please, 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 please don't hurt the credit rating that's so beautiful that I'll need to get that new car in 2 years. Oh my gosh. And I start having a panic attack. I'm not prone to panic attacks, but my thoughts are starting to just run around. And I'm going around and I'm accomplishing things, but I end up just like, as I'm folding laundry, as I'm starting to get things out to make dinner, as I'm coming back from the post office, I am keening. I am making this high pitch, like, help me. I picture myself as the figure in the Scream. And finally, I just had to stop and say, okay, I know better. It's okay to go through this and do this, but it's time to find the lesson. It's not just about the perfect timing, the perfect integration. It's time to find the lesson. What's the lesson? And part of the lesson is I had to look at, what do I feel like doing yesterday and today? I want to climb in bed, pull the covers over my head, not go out, not interact with anybody, not do anything because, oh my gosh, everything I touch is falling apart. Oh my gosh. Well, it wasn't really. I wasn't having a bad, bad day. I just wasn't getting the day I wanted. I wasn't getting the smooth, perfect, beautiful, wonderful hearts and flowers day that I wanted. I was having a real life day. And I thought of that engine that I sent energy to help it get home. And I said, okay, I'm the engine. I've sucked a valve. I'm missing a cylinder. Something is just off. And I need to send myself energy. And I need to reconnect with that spiritual life and spiritual self that I've been too busy to get to and too focused on my to-dos. And I've had a lot of fun with my to-dos. I've been getting a lot of stuff done, enjoying it, different projects. I'm waking up happy with what I get to do each day, until of course a couple days taught me different. And it's time for me to prioritize a different balance. It's time for me to balance that work, that health, and that love, that spiritualness, that spiritual part of my life. And once I realized that lesson, before I even reached for a book to read that's going to bring in new energy, before I started to do self-treatment of energy, before any of it, just realizing the lesson. I could feel that density that I'd gotten into just lift like little effervescent bubbles rising up through me, up through my shoulders, up through my crown, going up to heavens. And it was like, bingo, you got it, kid. You did it. You figured it out. Excellent job. Excellent.
Wow. Why, dear Angel, that is a perfect example for so many of us. So many of us get caught up in our daily to-do lists. We get overwhelmed by, you said those words, credit report. I mean, I remember spending hours trying to figure out, well, if I pay this bill, will it help that bill? And sometimes it's just easier to allow the universe to take care of you. To take care of you. And it sounds like that's what you did, that you found what your message was, what your lesson was. And so now, in this moment, how do you feel? Do you still have that underlining Where did it go?
It ascended. It went up because it wasn't from darkness. It was from light. And that's an important part of the lesson. That's the important point of the perspective. I had gotten to an unhealthy, unbalanced place. And what's interesting is I recognized a couple weeks ago that I was getting too focused on the world and the to-do-ness. And I knew that I was letting my physical self go. So I've made it a point to make sure I walk at least 2 miles a day. Make sure I'm doing some form of exercise. There's other exercise I can do. If I want to run, great. Let's run 4 miles. If I don't feel like running, great. Walk 2. Do some other exercise. And I'd gotten a better balance with my physical health and my work health, my productive health. But I was leaving out that key point of the spirituality. And the darn thing is, normally when I am exercising, when I'm running specifically, I'm connected spiritually. I get a lot of insights and do a meditation almost while I'm running. And lately I haven't been able to. It hasn't been there for me. I haven't felt like connecting it in. And it's that I've been away from the energy. A lot of times this happens when there's an upgrade. Your energy is upgraded. So you get kind of cast out of it. You don't feel into it because it's time for you to get into it at a higher level, at a new level. And people will see it as a punishment, but it's not. It's just part of your growth and part of you learning your tools. And the tools is an important concept that I learned from Gita years ago. So I think maybe she has a few things to add here.
Yes, Miss Fairy. Gita, can you expand upon where we're going and tell us more about this toolkit that we might have, or what are our tools and how does this work with Nova Gaia?
Thank you, Kate. Tools are important, and tools are everything that we learn. It becomes a tool when we integrate the lesson of whatever it is that we're learning into our life. The change of perspective that you mentioned is one of the most useful, important tools that I personally have learned over the years. It is so easy for us to get into that mindset of control, that we want to control because, you know, life sometimes just happens and, you know, we get anxious and it feels like control is the right thing. In my work that I do, and it's really learning from others, the lessons that I integrate, I learn through a lot of what I do and my own life, obviously. It is that change of perspective that everything happens for a reason. To integrate the spiritual in your everyday moment. That is part of Nova Gaia. That's part of how you personally get into the Nova Gaia energy, into the Nova Gaia love. Because instead of resisting, you just kind of look at it. And it's like, well, it's not what I want, but what is it? What is this moment? What is this situation? What is this place where I am right now? What can I explore there? What is in there for me to learn and not control? And to just kind of surrender to things that we can't control. For the most part, we all know, you know, control is just not working. You can control your reaction to it. And that's where your power lies. I mean, you know, we know this. But the pod is to really integrate that spiritual, to always think that you're always in the right, in the perfect situation, in the perfect moment. Everything that happens is part of that perfection to bring all of us together. Yes, we may not know in the moment what it is for us, but there's also maybe a benefit that you will never know. Like Kay was saying, you know, somebody else might not get in an accident because, you know, we're not there, or whatever it is that happens. Or we may not get into something that is not okay for us. Over the last, well, my, you know, as I get in from the 3D world into the Nova Gaia energy, that was one of the most important things that I learned, is to just go with that flow of life. Just go and embrace what is, embracing and looking, and just go with it. I used to be a very aggressive driver, you know, I just pedaled to the metal. And I've learned to slow down, and I get so angry when somebody slows me down. At this point, all I can think about, somebody slows me down, okay, it's for a reason, it's for something. And that helps me keep myself in that balance. It's just not an issue anymore. So, and it leads to way more healthy, peaceful living.
I love this. I love exactly what you're saying, and what a true example of driving. And how you've been able to live in this balance and slow down. And giving us the examples of the tools that we have within us to understand that, yes, reality, the third dimension, still exists. We still have to go through this, but it's how we choose to use our tools, how we choose to deal with situations. Kay, you could have easily thrown your hands up in the air and said, all right, somebody called AAA, this truck is dead. You could have gone out and kicked its tires and cussed at it, because, you know, that's what is commonly done, you know, if a vehicle isn't up to our approval. But instead, Kay, you used one of your tools, which is a Reiki healer, and you sent energy to the engine, just like you sent energy to yourself, just like Gita explained to us. Wow, this is so easy. This is so simple. It is truly a choice of how are we going to approach the situation? How are we going to deal with this? And, you know, I think it's okay that if you do choose to take one of those days that just feel off, and go ahead and stay in bed. You know, I don't think that's a wrong answer either. I believe in the wheel of life. I believe in the medicine wheel. And it is an up and down. It is a cycle. It is a vibration. And sometimes the lower part, it just is lower, but it may not be exactly how we wanted it to go or how we dreamed it to be. And again, just as both of you explained, it's not about us. Things could have changed and transformed for other people, other situations that we may never know. I know there's books like the Celestine Prophecies that talk about this type of stuff, where, again, there are chain reactions or butterfly effects, or however you want to think of the philosophy behind it. We are so interconnected, we don't even understand or realize this. And so when we step out of it being a personal issue, like the truck really broke down personally against you. You know, no, it didn't. Like the event got canceled because of something that you did wrong, some karmic reaction. No, that's just kind of silly. But there could have been far greater reasons that we may never know. And that's okay. Because again, there is something to be said about the whole, the consciousness of all of us. And as we as individuals begin to use our tools, begin to use this Nova Gaia love energy, well, we step into ease and grace. And we step into such a balance of space. Why, even I had this experience caretaking for my family for 2 months and understanding that there was nothing that I could do but be present. Not just physically be present, but be conscious and listen and respond. What were their needs? What was the real situation? Maybe not necessarily what they were saying, but what was the true need for love and compassion to flow? Wow, I love this topic, and I love that it's really you, dear listener. You have this power of you, this control of you. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we have outside sources, like maybe the food we eat. Maybe we ate a little too much comfort food. Yes, I did. I admit it. It's true. I went to Chick-fil-A and I had one of those spicy chicken sandwiches. And oh, I enjoyed every bite of it. And it made me so sick. It made me. Because I don't eat heavy fried grease products. I don't eat that stuff, but I was in the airport and it just, in that moment in time, I loved it, I blessed it, and it felt so good eating it. Even if maybe it didn't do the best things for my body. It was a choice that I made for happiness in that moment, and I learned my lesson. And I was able to get through it. I mean, it didn't stop me anything, but I do understand that that was my choice and that it did react to my body differently. And I 100% agree about being outside in nature. And if you can't walk 2 miles or run a block, find what you can do. And the weather is getting better. Whenever you're listening to this, you know, it might be raining or snowing or a hurricane or something worse. There are ways for you still to connect to nature and exercise, even if it's within your own mind and you stand up and do jumping jacks and imagine that you're doing them in the Sequoia National Park. Your imagination is incredibly powerful. And I know we've said this tip before, that if you don't like how you're feeling in the moment, just remember or think about your happiest moment and what that felt like. And just step into that space of your happiness. Again, dear listener, we are just here to give you some thoughts to tell you about our lives and how we are growing with this Nova Gaia. This is all new energy for all of us. And so we would love to know your thoughts and feelings. So we do hope that you check out our websites and our blogs, and please send us questions on Facebook at Nova Gaia Love. Or send us comments on our blogs. Ask us questions on our website, novagaia.com.
www.gaiapodcast.love.com, you'll find our email addresses. Tell us, what are you thinking? What are real life situations that you would like help with? Or maybe even our advice on how we deal with certain situations. The three of us have experienced much, and we would love to share some thoughts with you on how to find a balance within. For it is about stepping into your personal love and expanding out your dreams of what your happiness is. So we're here for you. And we also have this really cool book that's on Amazon called The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia that will also give you great help and information for you.
Rachel, would you mind telling them what you heard from a review of the book? I'm putting you on the spot.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to read to all of you our first review that we have of our book before we let you all go. And this was a review from a wonderful woman in Louisiana who is a spiritual healer who has been on many of her own journeys. And this is exactly what she wrote. The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia is more than a book. It is a fabulous multidimensional tool for awakening. It embodies the energy of the new age, going beyond more than intellectual understanding, and instead of creating an energetic space for healing and self-discovery. You can feel the energy as you interact with the words and the images, and every concept introduced contains an exercise and a download opportunity to access and unlock its wisdom as it exists inside of you. This is written in alignment and support of life as it exists in these ascending times and frequencies. It is not written to tell you what you should think or what you should believe. It acknowledges and invokes self-sovereignty and wisdom in its content and design. A container created to enrich and uplift your experiences on your journey, irrespective of where you are at all times, in any page it opens to. I recommend this book to anyone seeking to expand their perspective and worldview, to those looking to address self-healing and inner exploration, or for anyone that enjoys playing on the variation of realms and beings of creation. It can be done in any order, over expanses of time. It can be revised with new insights as time passes. A wonderful companion for the shifting realities and the expansion in our new Earth experiences. So we will close with that today. Thank you, Miss Yvette, for those beautiful words. And that is what we do feel the Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia is. A guide, a reference for you. Thank you again for being here. Check us out on NovaGaiaLove.com. Our book is available on Amazon. And we hope to hear from you soon.